The Lord be with you. If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of holy baptism today. And we're welcoming especially members of the Hall and the Andrews family, as later in the service we're going to be welcoming Louis and Aaron into the family of the church through holy baptism. And we're delighted to welcome you all here today. We want to say a warm word of welcome also to those who are tuning in online and who are joining us in the service in that way. And we're delighted to have you worshipping with us today. Today in our service, in the midst of all the joy of our service of baptism, we're going to be thinking a little bit about finding space for God in a busy world. That's the theme of our service today. I'm just going to, you'd have seen the notices on the way into church today on the slide. Just wanted to mention in particular a couple of things that don't happen every week. In particular, on Tuesday at 7:30, the Select Vestry will be meeting in the church hall. On Thursday evening, prayers over Zoom will be taking place at 7 o'clock. And on Wednesday evening, after the prayers over Zoom, the AGM of the Men's Society is taking place at 7:30, and that's followed at 8 o'clock in the coffee bar about another exploratory meeting about providing English lessons for refugees from Ukraine. And if anybody would like to be involved in that, we've been meeting with a number of churches in the local area to see if that's possible. And there's going to be a meeting in the coffee bar Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Friday afternoon, you'll see the flyers in the pews, and do please take them away. Messy Church is happening at 3:30. If you have any children or grandchildren in your household or any neighbours who you think would like to come along, it's always a great afternoon. There'll be crafts, there'll be food, and there'll be fun. And we're also looking to recruit new volunteers who might help us with providing Messy Church. So if you're interested in that work, do please have a word with Andy or myself at the end of the service. On Saturday morning between 9 and 11, we're going to have another one of our monthly work parties around the church grounds. If you're free and you can help us in that way between 9 and 11 on Saturday morning, we'd be very grateful for your help. Next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, the Sunday School Prize Giving is taking place. And next Sunday evening at 7, the service of evening prayer. As we come together on a lovely morning, we're going to open our worship and sing together our opening hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Thank you. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit. And he has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed in Christ, dying to sin that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they have publicly confessed this faith, they will be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. I'm going to come down to the font now and meet the family. Congregation, you can be seated and you'll be able to see everything either at the front or on the screen. And can I speak to the sponsors of the candidates? We have some questions for you. We welcome those who come to be baptized, and I invite their sponsors to present them now. Who do you present to be baptized? Louis and Aaron. Parents and godparents, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Louis and Aaron for baptism and answering on their behalf by your own prayers and examples, by your teaching and love? Will you encourage them in the life and faith of the Christian community? In baptism, these children begin their journey in faith. You speak for them today. Will you care for them and help them to take their place within the life and worship of Christ's church? A special prayer for today. Heavenly Father, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good things without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments, we may please you, both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Bible reading today comes from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, and we're going to begin to read at verse 3 as we hear about the prophet Elijah and a moment of real challenge for him. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servants there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank, And strengthened by that food, he traveled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, they've broken down your altars, and they put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus." Here ends our Bible reading.
We're Sunday school, and we sing together, "Seek Ye First." May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a real joy for us this morning to be able to welcome Louis and Aaron and their family to church, because it has been very far from straightforward to reach this point. There have been flight cancellations, there's been illness, not to mention a global pandemic, which has made it really, really challenging to get everyone from different places to be able to celebrate this very special day for Louis and Aaron together. And I'm always mindful on a day like today of the enormous potential that lies right in front of me at the back of the church today. When we baptize these two boys and welcome them into the family of the church, you wonder to yourself, what will they grow up to be or to do? What will be the things that are important to these two young men? And as we invite them and their parents to nurture the spiritual part of their lives, what are some of the important lessons that we can take from today's Bible reading? I don't know if anybody in the church is aware of the marvelous word that I came across during the week, vuvuzela. Have you ever heard of a vuvuzela? Vuvuzelas came to prominence at the 2010 Football World Cup in South Africa. And vuvuzelas are very noisy musical instruments that very often during that World Cup drowned out the commentary completely. And I'm interested in the way that that noise and frenzy can sometimes drown out important things. That's what happened on the 2010 World Cup. All the commentators were complaining about the noise of these musical instruments. Everybody else said it added color and it added a real sense of occasion. Other people were giving out that they couldn't hear the commentary. But we do live in a noisy world. Everywhere we go, there's noise. Whether it's traffic and roadworks, the radio, the television, wherever we go, we seem to find noise. Lots of busyness, lots of noise. And on many levels, noise is a really, really good thing. And it's great to hear chatting and voices and happiness and joy. And sometimes, though, in the busyness and the frenzy of all the noise and the busyness of our lives, it can be hard to hear the voice of God encouraging us and guiding us in different ways to follow him. And just like the vuvuzelas at the 2010 World Cup, the background noise and activity that very often make up the biggest part of our daily lives can actually drown out the voice of God. And we can reach a point where we not only don't hear him, but we have lost that desire to hear him. And that's not a good place to find ourselves. And today in our Bible reading, we heard about Elijah, who is suffering from a condition that's likely to affect one in four of us at some point in our lives. Elijah is suffering from depression. And there is a lot of stigma around depression, particularly within the Christian community. And I think it comes from a school of thought that would suggest if we have a relationship with God and we have a faith in his Son, we should never experience pain or difficulty in our lives. And I'm not quite sure where that thought originated, but I know it's done a lot of damage to genuine Christian people, and I know it doesn't come from the Bible, because the Bible is very honest, it's very explicit, that the Christian life will not be without struggles and difficulties. Indeed, sometimes it would appear that Christians have more than their share of struggles and difficulties. But what the Bible does assure us of is that Jesus will journey with us through these difficult times. And Elijah has just come from this great triumph over all the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And he's had a great success, a great victory over these prophets. And very often, I think we're more vulnerable to depression after a time of triumph or personal success. But Elijah is now exhausted and he's really weary, having fled from danger. Indeed, he's reached a point, and it's a very difficult point, where he actually feels his life is no longer worth living. And I'm very touched in that Bible reading by the way God ministers to him in that situation. And if you've ever been in a difficult or a dark place, you'll appreciate just how much these things mean. Because in his exhausted and depressed state, an angel of the Lord invites Elijah to get up and to eat. And he finds a cake of bread and a jar of water. And if you know anyone who is going through a tough time, is there anything more practical and lovely than having a meal made for you? Whenever you lack the energy and the interest to cook something, isn't it absolutely incredible if someone turns up unexpectedly on your door with a casserole or a pot of soup or a loaf of wheaten bread? And I guess in our family, we know what that's like at first hand in some of the difficult seasons that we've been through at different times. And ever since we first had that experience, it always strikes me that there's a huge opportunity there for people who have a caring heart to be God's angels to those who are going through difficult days. So God meets Elijah's physical need through food. The other thing he does is he allows him to rest after that food. And Elijah is then strengthened for a long journey. He's going to be traveling for 40 days. But giving people that space to rest and to withdraw from their daily responsibilities is a great blessing. God didn't leave him to rest indefinitely, but he just gave him resources for the journey he had to make. And we hear that Elijah was looking for God in the powerful wind, in the earthquake, in the fire. So Elijah was looking for all these noisy occasions where he thought God would demonstrate his power. And yet it's interesting that when God did speak, it was in a gentle whisper. So today, on the day of Louis and Aaron's baptism, we want to encourage Derek and Laura as his parents and any who have responsibility for him. We want to encourage everybody, in fact, who is part of the church family to make space for God in your lives. Because life is busy, and no matter what season of life we're at, we'll find ourselves running around, doing lots of things, lots of different activities. But in the midst of all that busyness, let's resolve to be attentive to God's voice. Let's try to give him some time through our reading of the scriptures, through some times of quiet and prayer, so that he can actually speak into our hearts, just as he did for Elijah. Later in this service this morning, the Mothers Union are going to be presenting Derek and Laura with a little book of prayers and readings. You might also like to try a little app which you can put on your phone called Lectio for Families. That enables you to read the Bible together or to hear it read to you for just 3 or 4 minutes each evening. It's a fantastic resource. So as we think about those ideas, perhaps of allowing God to speak to us, let's also remember the potential that we all have to lift up those who are struggling at the present time, just as Elijah was lifted up by the provision of some bread and some water. Let's see what we can do to meet those needs in people's lives. Amen.
Now we're going to invite the family and the sponsors to make a decision and to make decisions on behalf of those being baptized. Do you turn to Christ? Do you then renounce the devil and all his works? Will you obey and serve Christ? Speak to the congregation now. You have heard these are brothers and sisters respond to Christ. And I've got a question for you. Will you support them in this calling?
We will support them. And now we're going to come to the point where we bless the water for Louis and Aaron's baptism. And we hear in this prayer about the special place of water right throughout the scriptures. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we're buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. And through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. And now we ask you to sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, they may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may they walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
So, brothers and sisters in the congregation and those who are bringing Louis and Aaron to be baptized, I ask you to profess together the faith of the church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So now I'm going to invite Derek to hold on to Louis, and I'm going to invite him just to stand here beside me, and I'm going to ask you to name your child. So Louis Alexander Daffod, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to sign you with the sign of the cross. Louis, today Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And look for his coming in glory. Amen.
Hiya. Now we're going to baptize Louis's brother. Name your child.
Aaron James Carwin.
Do you want me to take them or do you want to take them? Take a good one. Aaron James Carwin Hall, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race and keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and look for his coming glory.
So now we're going to join in a prayer of welcome for Louis and Aaron. Louis and Aaron, today God has called you into his church. We therefore receive and welcome you as members with us of the body of Christ, as children of the one heavenly Father, and as inheritors of the kingdom of God. And as we welcome Louis and Aaron into the family of the church, we're going to take them for a little walk up through the church to meet some of their family and friends and their new church family. And as we do that, we're going to sing our next hymn, the hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that today Louis and Aaron have now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and have become your own children by adoption and members of your church. Grant that they may grow in the faith in which they have been baptized. Grant that they themselves may confess it when they come to be confirmed. And grant that they may bear witness to it by lives of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in them, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a special prayer for Louis and Aaron's home and for all who care for them. Almighty God, we ask you to bless Louis and Aaron's home and to give grace and wisdom to their parents and grandparents and godparents and all who have the care of them, that by their word and good example, they may teach them to know and love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we want to pray this morning for the world in which Louis and Aaron are growing up in. We pray, Lord, that after the anxiety and stress of COVID, the world would know healing and peace. We pray today for all involved in rolling out vaccinations and for wisdom and guidance in recovering from the challenges to the economy, to mental health, and we pray for new opportunities as we emerge into the future. We pray that your hand would be upon all our lives, Lord, in your mercy. And we also want to take a moment today just to pray for all who are struggling in times of sorrow or sickness. We pray especially for the Smith family circle as they prepare for Paul's funeral service on Wednesday afternoon. We pray too for Brian and May Lavery and May's family circle as her mum died earlier this morning. Lord, we would ask for your hand of comfort, support and strength to enfold all who mourn in your care at these difficult times. We also pray this morning for those journeying through sickness or depression, those who are finding things very difficult at the present moment. We ask that you would be real to all who are in distress, and that you would provide the right people at the right time to help. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, we ask you to accept these our prayers today for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. So as we think about God's hand upon our lives and his invitation to us to make a difference wherever we are in the world, we're going to sing together our next hymn, Jesus Bids Us Shine. going to invite everybody just to bow our heads for God's blessing. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. So now we're just going to invite the congregation just to turn to face the font, and we're going to join in some responses as we light Louis and Aaron's baptismal candles and we present them with a book. So just before we light the candles, I'm going to invite Liz on behalf of the Mothers Union to make a little presentation to Laura and to Derek.
Thank you. Hello, Laura and Derek. On behalf of the Mothers Union, it gives me really good pleasure to present these little baptismal prayer books for Louis and Aaron, and I hope you enjoy reading them with them.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
As we remind ourselves of the invitation of God, as his Holy Spirit comes to live inside us to share his light and his love, let's join in the responses to the lighting of the candle, which their godparents are holding for them very patiently. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. Louis and Aaron, today you have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. And as we invite them to radiate his light to the world, we're going to remind ourselves of that promise that we make in commitment to God as we sing together our closing hymn, O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end.